When Johnny turned the projector on, they saw at once they had something different. They had to widen the view on the projector to see better. Murkogran had been close to a mountain range, and avalanches had apparently come down. They would have covered much of the space of any compound. Johnny brought the view in closer. There, at the lower right, the inverted bowl of a compound dome. It was lying like a broken soup plate. There was a transshipment pole and attached charred wires sitting in the middle of it, but nothing else. So far, no tight conclusion could be reached beyond the fact that those central compounds and transshipment rigs were certainly no longer working. At random, they took another planet, Breliton. It was an inhabited planet, another reference told them, with a population of its own, governed by a cyclo-regency, enduring such rule for 60,000 years. They calculated the coordinates for a spot 40 miles from the transshipment rig and fired the gyro cage. They were not prepared for what they got. The atmosphere image showed a city. The transshipment rig there had apparently been on a raised plateau in the center of town. Buildings that once must have been massive were blown to bits. They made a spreading pattern that radiated out from the plateau. Buildings that must have been 2,000 feet high in a city that must have held a million beings or more had fallen outward like dominoes. The remains of the rig were plain. The platform was a hole. The poles were all leaning outward. The compound domes had lain under the edge of the plateau and had been lifted by concussion and blown away, leaving the familiar underground layout plain in view. Bringing the compound in closer, one could see what must be a year's growth of grass in crevices. There was no sign of life. Johnny went back and sat down and thought.
Angus, can
he
you
asked
find me
Angus to find some views the air cover had taken at the Purgatoire River. Views of the American compound. Angus got them, and Johnny looked at them. The hole where the platform had been, the outward lean of the poles that still stood, the blasted city 50 or more miles away.